God's got a great word for us tonight. You may be seated. Thank you, Pastor. Continue to pray those confessions as he's going out to bring the word. Glory to God. I feel good tonight. Hallelujah. Let's pray and get right into the word. Father in heaven, we love you and praise you and bless you this night. We come boldly to your throne of grace. Father, that you would make a deposit in our hearts forever. Father, that you would make your word come alive on the inside of us, that you would enlighten the eyes of our understanding, that you would show us great and mighty things from your word. And Father, you said that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So the word is not the ultimate, but the ultimate is the power. The ultimate is the manifestation of your word in the earth. And for this, we also pray. Holy Spirit, have your way. Whatever you desire to do, God, we yield unto you this day. And Father, for all these things, we give you thanks and praise. And all God's people said, amen. 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 If you have your Bibles, open them to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 3. The title of our message tonight is Developing the Power of the Inner Man. Developing the Power of the Inner Man. And as we go through the scriptures, hopefully, we'll paint a picture of just how much power is in our inner man. When we develop the outer man, let's say you go to the health club and you lift weights, that's obvious to the general public. They can see, you can tell somebody who works out, really, seriously. But when we start working on the inner man, a lot of times you can't immediately take note. You can't notice it from the outside when we've been working out on the inner man. But when we come here to service and we hear the word and we pray, we study, we meditate, we're working our inner man. We're building up our inner man. And so tonight, hopefully, we'll be able to communicate just how much power is resident in our inner man and learn just a few more things on how to develop that power and release that power. Okay, if you're in Ephesians chapter 3, we'll look at verses 14 through 16 and then start at verse 20. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And then verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I'd like to go back to verse 16. The prayer is that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. To be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And then verse 20 says that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So God's ability to manifest more than we could even imagine, God's ability is limited by the power that works in us. As omnipotent as God is, the expression of his power is limited to the power that works in us. Jesus spent time with God. Jesus himself was strengthened in his inner man so that his outer man could operate with power. 1 Peter 3:4 calls it the hidden man of the heart. When we take time to develop our inner man, and our inner man is clothed with the outer man, the only power that the outer man has is that which comes from the inner man. Whatever power that is demonstrated, whatever miracles, whatever manifestations of the word is manifest, it's not due to something sourced from the outer man, but it all comes from the inner man. Romans 7:18, the Apostle Paul tells us that in this flesh dwelleth no good thing. 1 Corinthians 9:27, he says, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. So it says that the inner man should be at all times controlling the outer man. The inner man should be in charge. Our inner man should be in control of our flesh. Our flesh shouldn't be ruling us and telling us what to do. So how does the inner man get strong? Let's look at Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 19. Ecclesiastes 7 and 19. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. It's making a comparison, the inner man and the outer man. Wisdom brings strength to the inner man. And if you were to compare it, wisdom gives more strength to our inner man than 10 mighty men which are in the city. 10 mighty men, 10 soldiers, 10 officers, 10 bouncers. Can we say that? You know what I'm talking, you know, for the bouncers, you try to get the big ones, right? But wisdom strengthens the inner man even more so than that. The inner man is exponentially more powerful than the outer man. And it's important for us to recognize that. And so for that, I'd like to use an example. Think of your favorite car and the manufacturing plant that produces that car. Millions upon millions of cars can be produced from that plant. Products, pharmaceuticals, millions and millions. And sometimes there's a recall. And no matter how many millions, and you can see these powerful, huge plants that take acres and acres, no matter how many millions of products have been produced, if there's a flaw or a defect that creates a recall, okay, it's like that messes up the whole process. All of that was wasted. All of that you have to recall and get it retrofitted, get it refixed. And so the power of that manufacturing plant, where does the true power come from? And I would venture to say that the power is not necessarily just in the mass production, even though there's a lot of power that goes forth. The power is in the design lab. It's where that product was given birth. It was created. An idea came, a thought came, and they worked it through and they developed a prototype and they worked out all the bugs. And once they get it right in the design lab, if they get it right, then they can make millions, they can make billions, because you've got a good product. But what's important is you got to start with the right product. And that's what happens in the inner man. That's why God tells us to meditate so much on the word. That's why he puts so much emphasis in being doers of the word and not hearers only, because it all happens on the inside. If we can get it right on the inside, then the fruit that the word produces through us, it'll be good fruit. Amen? So where does the power reside to affect millions? It resides in that engineer or that architect or that designer that gets a vision, and they can see what others can't see, and then it's ready for mass production. So, what am I saying? If you take that a step further, that the